This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is Adrian Chenault, and we have got a show for you today. I am super happy about this, and the reason is I've got this guy by himself. I had him with Doris Wood, and who was the other woman? Was it Cynthia Simmons?
Yeah.
So anyway, I had them, but, you know, they're great, but I had too many guests that day. And all I wanted to do was talk to my buddy Ron Hamley about the history of this profession. If you're looking over his shoulder right now, you can see this incredible archive that he's got. And he has got a giant project coming down the road. And it is so it's unbelievable how exciting that is to me. And how you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited, too.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
How about next week? Who's our guest?
We have the great Armand Puyo.
You're not serious.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
That'll work.
He's the real deal.
Are we off the air?
No, we're good.
Okay,
just on the monitor.
Oh, sorry, our monitor went down for a second there, Ron, so we went, I hope we're not in trouble.
But I thought the FTC had come and gotten us and turned us off. So, you guys, it is so exciting. It's so unbelievable to have watchers from all over the world. I can't believe it. India, Mumbai, India. People, you've got fans everywhere, and I understand that because your wealth of knowledge about this profession is so big. And what I want people to understand out of this show is the scope of what you know, the scope of what you've got, and the scope of what you've got planned, because it is truly earth-shattering. And it all started when I read your book. I read your story in Larry Thompson's book. And I fell more in love with you that day than you'll never know. And then you've been on this show and such a fan every week, like clockwork. So we're in love with you, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. So cool. And John Hammack's jumping on. You know, there's so many amazing people who have been in the foreground and in the background and making this profession a great place to be for so many years. And it's just cool seeing it come full circle like this.
And there, you know what's so funny is these guys are really the backbone of what has been great about our profession for years. And they talked about Bill Bailey. They talked about, he's going to talk about a lot of names that I want you guys to go back and look at to understand the richness of what these guys know. I have been messing around with the DRA, the Distributor Rights Association, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, the MLMIA. But until I actually got into this little secret society with Larry and Taylor and Weisberg and Harris Williams and all these guys and actually saw how long you guys have been really preserving what is so great about what we've got, I'm just blown away, and I first want to thank you, Ron Hamley, and second, welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's my great pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk about you for a second, because, you don't look old enough to be such an archivist. How on earth did you end up with all those rich misfits that you hang around with? How did you end up being the smartest, most genuine, most documentable guy of the whole batch? How did that happen?
Well, I'm 57 years old, and I've been around the network marketing profession for 52 years. Now, that math doesn't add up, right?
Wow. Why?
Yep. My dad and my grandpa had a network marketing business in 1968 when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And Zig Ziglar was the company trainer. I got to meet him when I was 5 years old. And my dad and my grandpa built the largest organization in that company in the Southeast. So Zig would fly over from Dallas, Texas to Atlanta and do special trainings for my dad's group. And back then, I was a little five-year-old kid, but I wanted to be involved in the family enterprise. So I would help set up the room for the meetings, take coats, serve snacks, anything I could do. Now, here's the kicker. Zig Ziglar being a corporate trainer, and this is going to be kind of a show and tell because I've got some cool memorabilia I'm going to be showing you along the way.
pumped up about this.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this record right here, this is my grandfather's record.
Wow.
Ziegler that had at the time. It was called Biscuits, Fleas, and Pump Handles, but it eventually became See You at the Top. This is the original recording, and my grandpa would play this all the time. And what do five-year-old kids do when they hear something over and over and over? It's on repeating, right? Well, it got to be where I would just, not even thinking about it, I would just start saying the record. I would just start repeating the record. So my dad and grandpa, at 5 years old, used to put me up in front of the room at their meetings to give little Zig talks.
Wow.
It was me repeating what I had heard off of this record. So that was a novelty. It was a great recruiting tool. Nobody had ever seen anything like that before. So, yeah, it was really fun. So I got started when I was five because of my dad and my grandpa. So at five, Zig poured all this great stuff into me, and all the people that I got to meet, I got started at five.
So many people love you behind your back. I am just telling you. How did I not know you? Did you know me? I mean, this is just pissing me off.
It's so crazy.
And, you know, I fell in love with you. I put you on that show, and I knew you were going to bring the life to it. And since then, I've just watched you be so genuine and so loving, and your circle of influence is so vast. I just can't believe it. And I want to thank you for being you, because there's just one of you out there, man. You are the true servant leader, and we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate that. Everything got started because of what's behind me here.
Yeah.
Being, collecting all this stuff. Now, this is what the name of the company that my dad and grandpa were with was called Automotive Performance.
Wow.
And it was an ethanol-based product that you actually strapped this, you know, back in the old days, you had a lot of room in your engine compartment. And they were gearheads. So you would strap this thing down in the fender well, and it had some kind of ethanol mixture in it that would give you better gas mileage and improve your horsepower and things like that. So that's how that got started. But when I was 14, that's when Jim Rohn came into my life. And at 14 years old, he is really the one that got me started on all of this. Because the first time, and I've got this, this is how I met Jim Rohn. This tape set.
Wow.
When I was 14, my dad and my mom were looking for a new house. So me being bored, I went over to the bookshelf because I saw some books. I love to read. I'm going through the books, and this tape set kept sliding forward. I'd push it back. It kept sliding forward. One time I hit it too hard. It bounced off the back, hit me in the head, popped open, and the tapes went flying. So me thinking, oh, gosh, I broke this guy's stuff, I start picking up the tapes, checking for damage, and then I started reading the titles. You know, and the titles are Attitude, Personal Development, Communications. And about that time, they were wrapping up. So I went up to the guy, one of my best friend's dads, who was a realtor, and I said, hey, can I borrow this tape set? He said, how old are you, kid? I said, I'm 14. Why? He said, you know what? Go ahead. So I took them home, and I locked my – this was July the 15th, 1978. That's when this happened. I locked myself in my bedroom and listened to this thing over and over and over that weekend. I must have listened to the entire thing 10 times. And I didn't want to give it back. So I told the guy, I said, what can I do? Can I mow your yard? Can I wash your dishes? What can I do? I want to keep this thing. He said, kid, if you want it that bad, just keep it. And I did, and I still got it. Years later – Jim signed them for me.
Holy mackerel.
He said, that's the first time my message actually hit somebody. You got a big kick out of that.
Oh, my goodness. So how – you said like July 15th, 1978 or whatever date you said. Like, did you keep how do you have all this stuff so pristine, so straight in your head? Nobody does that.
I've been keeping notes. Every day I've been writing something down. And then in 1985 is really, Franklin came out with a day planner, the Franklin day planner.
Yeah.
And, I bought that in 1985 and I've kept those ever since. Plus, Jim said, get a journal. When you learn something, write it down. So I've been writing them down all these years.
Oh my gosh. That is unbelievable. You are the pioneer contact mapper of all time. We are going to have to give you a sweatshirt. He's an OG. And you know what we love about you is the fact that you are preserving something. And, you know, whether it was Doris Wood, John Hammock just told me that he moved houses. And as he moved houses, they tossed away so many of his old, you know, we've got boxes of stuff. And we heave it out the window, and then somebody goes, no, why did you do that? But I did it. I've got an attic full of old Amway tapes. I used to buy them on eBay by the thousands, and I still have them all, and I've moved them through three residences, and people want to kill me. But I'm telling you what, it's a part of history, number one, and I learned so much. I mean, you know, on this, you know, you've got Taylor Thompson, Larry Thompson, Dan McCormick, legends of network.
Awesome people.
Yeah, what's so great about that is those are the people that you rub shoulders with, not me. I can't tie their shoes, but you are one of those guys that those people look up to with reverence, and people need to understand that all this complete rich history is available through Ron Henley. How do people figure out and get hold of you?
Well, right now they can go to networkmarketinghistory.com. That's where, and if you go to MLMhistory.com, I went ahead and grabbed both domains. Either one of them will send you to a main page where everything is going to be happening. So that's the best, because you can sign up for a newsletter there, and you'll constantly get updates on all the projects we got going on. Plus, I've got something to announce on this show that is huge.
Well,
person knows about.
I know, but they're all going to stop listening once you tell them.
So it's going to be at the end.
We're going to do it at the end.
Yep. Believe me, you want to hang around for this, because this is going to cause jaws to drop.
I know, and I'm looking at I've already got five text messages already. This is playing like I'm looking. Oh, I know the secret. Boom, boom, boom. It's so hilarious. So listen, you little posers. Stick around for a little while. That's the truth. That's what we all do, because we have to be Joe Cool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't believe you guys.
All of this back here, from the time I met, first heard Jim Rohn, he kept talking about Earl Schultz. I learned all this from Earl Schultz. So I thought, well, heck, maybe if I learned from Earl, I could get more insights into Jim. So I started in 1978 looking for Earl Schultz, not knowing he had died in 1965 at that time. This was way before computers and way before internet and all this information was available. So I started calling people, talking to people, making more and more connections, and I just connected with people on a unique way that normally wouldn't talk to anybody. But the history aspect of it, them wanting to find out from everybody, and it's been a wild ride.
All right, we got to take a break. So after this, I'm looking at my text right here. Please tell us how you met Larry and his daughter, Taylor. We'll talk about the break. We'll be back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenal. That's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with my little boy, Adrian, and Ron Henley. I want to get right to it. So, Larry and Taylor Thompson, Jim Rohn, I mean, you guys are all joined at the hip. And before we even go there, everybody, I want you to notice something. This guy puts no attention on himself. He is the absolute center of the wheel. Everything goes out from Ron Henley, but you never hear him blowing himself up. He edifies everybody like nobody I've ever seen before, but it all goes back to him in the center of the wheel. Well, it's unbelievable to me, and I love that about you, and it's such a lesson we can all learn, because the more attention you put outward, the more that comes towards you. And here is living proof of that, and please, please pay attention to him. So tell us how you met those two absolute world changers.
Well, I met Larry. Well, I didn't meet Larry till in person until 82. But I joined Herbalife May 1st, 1981 in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was that night. The Millionaire Training had just been recorded like 3 months earlier than that. And the tape that I got, and I told Larry, I apologized up front. I said, but the tape that I got was a Memorex. Somebody had copied it, and they were, because they couldn't, I guess the demand was so high, they couldn't get enough from corporate, so they were just trying to get the message out. But look at this right here. See if we can get that.
Wow.
Brand new in the shrink wrap.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Are you
worn out so many tape sets, it's not even funny. But May 1st, 1981, I was 17, and I started my own network marketing journey. Because I knew, I already knew about it from my dad and my grandpa, learning from Zig and then learning from Jim, and I just took it forward with that. And that's how I met of Larry, and I didn't meet him until corporate school in 82, I think it was, in person. So, and then Taylor I met when Larry and Taylor came to town for an event. I can't remember exactly how many years ago it was, but I met her then as well. So she's just amazing, an amazing human being. And her and Larry together, Holy smokes, you talk about the perfect pair.
Well, they're more relevant in themillionairetraining.com. You probably, let's put that up if you get a chance. You need to go there too.
Yes.
That was quick. Yeah, so thank you. I feel like
that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, there's nobody that can type that fast. That was just pretty doggone cool. Thank you, Jason, our unbelievable producer with Marianne Niehaus. But, you know, all of you, every one of you owe a huge debt of gratitude toward these pioneers that kept us in business and that have kept the memory alive of how hard it was, but how rich it was, even back then in the early 80s, the 70s, the 60s. You know, God bless Rod Cook. You know, here's another pioneer that fought through it for so many years, and we just lost him this year along with Rob Renick and a lot of really, really good people that, you know, a lot of the old pioneers are finally dying off, and it's heartbreaking for me. But are you married? I was going to ask you that.
Yes,
I am. What did your wife think about you, you pack rat hoarder?
She gets confused by it sometimes, but she loves me enough to let me be.
That is so cute. Over the last 5 minutes. Unbelievable. That is so
funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I'd be lost in the tall grass without her. There's no doubt. She's an amazing lady. I'm the first to admit I married above my pay grade.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man.
But look at the life it's provided you. To have people come, you know, it kind of brings your grandfather and your dad back to life every time you walk down in the basement and see those archives and listen to a tape and get to see exactly what the world was like back then and what it's like now and how much it's just exactly the same with this clubhouse and everything going on. It's gone full circle, and here we are again. Yeah, what is that?
This is the company that my dad and grandpa was with in 1968 out of Dallas, Texas. And if you look on the back, there in the middle, you'll see Zig.
There you go. Mackerel. That's just crazy.
Cool.
Unbelievable.
That's the stuff that I listened to, and I just kept repeating it and repeating it, and it stuck with me all these years.
That is.
With the search for Earl Schultz, when I heard Jim talk about Earl on those tapes, it just really, I've kind of been a history guy anyway. I excelled in that in school, and I got started on that kind of stuff. And the search for Earl, the search for Schultz, is what culminated in all this. Since 1978, people have been giving me stories. They've been giving me their personal memorabilia to go along with the stories, and I've just been collecting it all this time.
Man. Well, we're in awe of you, and we're going to talk about what they're going to do with all this information, how it goes out of his basement and into your life, and the big plan that's at play. And I love these guys. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Ted Anderson's had us on for free for 12 years, so that's just a miracle. I should have been bankrupting me by now. I love that guy. I love you. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on it, see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's under a federal investigation for alleged sex trafficking, spoke at former President Trump's Miami Golf Club on Friday.
I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by a former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden has set up a panel to consider some changes to the Supreme Court. One of the questions they're exploring is, should the Supreme Court have more than 9 justices? A bipartisan commission of law professors and former Justice Department officials will be considering many different aspects of the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will also be looking at the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court.
She says the commission will have a report for President Biden in about 6 months after convening.
That will, of course, impact his thinking moving forward. But he wants smart legal experts, people who have been thinking about these issues for decades, to have a discussion and a debate.
Buckingham Palace says Prince Harry will travel to England to attend a private funeral for his grandfather next weekend. Prince Philip passed away on Friday at the age of 99. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Ron Henley, Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. We are live from Longmont, Colorado. And this isn't a big day in our lives because this guy is truly a historian. And he's a non-agenda-driven historian. I just have never met anybody like him. I talk to him on the phone. There's never an ask. It's always, how can I serve you? How can I serve the profession? He is what I want to be when I grow up, even though he's 12 years younger than me. And I'm in awe of you, Ron Henley, and I love you, and I need you to know that.
Well, I love you back, buddy.
All right, so we got a little time here, and I want to dig into your history a little bit more. So you joined Herbalife in 1981. You really got yourself into the profession.
Yep.
And how did you, where along that way did this collection and that this sort of urge to document the profession as you went along and built your own business, where did that start for you?
Well, it started, my dad and my grandpa used to keep a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, I got some of the stuff from them, especially from their company, and some old Zig stuff. And, like I said, I was the kind of guy, if you're ever riding around with me and we pass something where something's being built and you say, well, I wonder what's going on over there. The next time you see me, you're going to know because I'm going to go find out.
Wow.
So, but it's just seems to come to you. It just seems like this was my calling in life. I can't explain it. There's been so many serendipitous moments that should not have happened that did, meeting people at key times when the events that were shaping the profession were happening, getting their take on it, getting their memorabilia from that. And it's hard to explain how it all came about. It's just a blessing. It's a calling, and I'm proud. I mean, I can't not do it.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. This is so much a part of who I am, and it's a way for me to serve the profession in a unique way. And a lot of people connected with me over the history, like I said, that normally wouldn't give you the time of day. Now, when Jim passed away, Success Magazine held a public memorial for him out in California. And I don't know if you remember, but one of the speakers there was Brian Tracy. And Brian's talking about Jim and said Jim was an introvert extrovert, which is very true. Now, what that means is he's very quiet until he has to be on stage or something like that. Then he becomes an extrovert. Jim would be the kind of guy at a party that would go over in the corner and be holding a soft drink or something and watch everything else happen. He was an introverted person. So, I don't know, man. I don't know how all this happened, but I walk out into this and I'm just totally amazed and I'm grateful and I want to share it with the world, which is why I started the NMHS, the Network Marketing Historical Society.
I will bet you that there are plenty of people watching this. I mean, John Milton Fogg's 7,000 square foot home up there in Virginia on the mountain with that huge lawn. I will bet you that thing is crammed with history of network marketing.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
People don't know what to do with it.
They don't know what to do. So take pictures of what you have and email them down to Ron so he can figure out a way to get that to Atlanta for this big idea he's got. Because don't throw that stuff away, because you could be throwing something away that you think is worthless, that is priceless. Right, Ron?
It could be key and you don't know it. That's what happens. A lot of these people that have been collecting this stuff for years, they hold on to it thinking that some opportunity will present itself so they'll know what to do with it. And then they pass on, and their kids don't have any more idea than a goat what to do with this stuff. So they chuck it in the landfill because they don't know. We need to put an end to that.
No doubt about it. And I'm as guilty as anybody, because we've moved a couple of times here recently, and there's all kinds of stuff, and I just take that file, don't even look inside of it, and file it. And I'm a collector of things, and to my wife's dismay, and she just commented about how my hair looks. That just always... then you get all self-conscious.
A third producer.
Yeah, so then you start getting in your head and wondering what the hell she's talking about. My eyesight's so bad, I can't even see the screen, much less...
You're great. Don't worry about it.
I look nice, too. Gee, many Christmas. So, but it is. It's so important, and it's so easy. You know, you have no idea that these old tapes or whatever, you go, nobody listens to cassette tapes anymore or whatever it is. You know, nobody could possibly have an interest in these things. But if we, you know, there's stuff floating around that if we don't find a way to preserve it, and if we don't have a way to pull it together in one place where we actually can, you know, make something out of it, that a lot of the, you know, the story of this profession needs to be told. And, you know, this is really the first time that it's from a memorabilia or an artifact perspective that this is being done, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I got a really interesting story that explains exactly what I'm talking about key pieces that could have ended up in the trash.
Yeah.
I've got a 35 millimeter film, the only known film of Errol Schoaf, teaching the Abunda Vida pay plan in 1957. A guy that I had met was going through a yard sale after this guy had passed. He collected old movies, and they were just selling them at this yard sale. Well, he opened up this box while he was going through the stuff, and he found a note on this reel. It was a decorative metal reel that said, the guy who passed away kept notes, and it said something like, purchased for a dollar, the 35 millimeter movie, purchased for a dollar, keep the decorative reel, toss the film. The guy had no idea what it was. And when he pulled it out, and it says, the leader tape of it says, Earl Shope of Undivided. And he thought, I wonder if this is the same guy. So he called me and told me about it. I said, get that film. Get that film. That could have been up in the trash. The guy was going to toss the film and keep the metal reel that it was on. And it's the only known footage of the guy. And with that movie was the only known footage of his mentor, the founder of Abundivida, J.B. Jones.
Wow.
Everything else got, those things weren't meant to hang around. They traveled around the country. They showed the film in packed houses. And when they worn out, they tossed them. So the fact that this thing even survived, it's like I said, it was a serendipitous moment. And things like that is what has helped me build this collection. Because I guess I'm sending out this stream of consciousness that people aren't even aware of, and they're seeing things and they're picking up on things. And that's what I want to get out to anybody. If you know of anything or anybody in a situation like that, that's been around for a while and they may have something, they just sold a house in up north, I was reading about it, like a $300,000 farmhouse. And in this ante room, they found stockpiles of old Nutribio products from the 50s, the powders and the tablets and all this kind of stuff. And they were going to chunk them. They were going to chunk them. So it's just, it's crazy the way all this happens. But my gosh, I mean, help me help the profession. Let's get this stuff out there so everybody can see it and experience it.
I got to find this lady in Longmont, man. She came to my office and she said, can I talk to you? And I said, yeah. So I said, she said, the craziest thing happened to me. I said, what's that? She goes, my dad's like getting ready to die. And I go, I'm very sorry to hear that. And she goes, oh, he was a network marketer all his life. And I go, yeah. And he said, okay, I've split up all the money with you kids. And I'm kind of making up this story to make myself the hero here. So about half of this is true. So she goes, I spent up all the money with the kids. And he said, but I want to give you my most valuable possession. So it was, he was either in someplace, not like in Longmont, in another city in Denver or another state. And she went all the way there knowing that she was going to get the big diamond ring or the box of gold. And for his most valuable possession that he gave his daughter was all of his network marketing notebooks over the years. So I swear to God, that's true. But you think about that, and you know, you just made me think about it. And that probably was his most valuable possession. And she had no idea of the value or the richness of it. So she came to me, and because I'm so shallow and arrogant, I didn't really grab him and say, let's give him to Ron Henley or let's keep him here so we can actually put him someplace. So I'll go find that woman, because you are actually 100,000,000% right. And that's just a beautiful thing in all of you. I mean, I had a medical doctor this morning.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, my mom and dad were Amway all my life. And that's why I'm out here talking to you today, because I was I'm in the emergency room. It is absolutely a blind alley. I hate it, and I'm hearkening back to those days, and I want to know what to do. And I gave him a couple books and told him to take them home. But so many people are remembering what their mom and dad went through in those days when $100 meant something, and they had to go actually make it, and they didn't know how to do it, and they grabbed multi-level marketing like people are today. It's a beautiful thing, Ron, and you are doing unbelievable work.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Like I said, I think it's a calling. I can't not do it. And when we get this museum up and running, it's going to be something else.
Yeah. So talk about what you're working on with the museum right now and where you are in that process, Ron.
Well, luckily I live in a little town called Lithia Springs. It's about 10 miles outside of Atlanta, so it's not that far. And I'm looking to move it out of here into a pretty good-sized climate-controlled storage facility. So we can really spread out, take a look at what we've got, be able to display what we got. You got to start somewhere, and this was Larry Thompson's idea, and I love it. So when new things do come in, we have a work area where we can repair, clean, whatever we got to do to get things ready for display, and just start building it from there. And another thing, it's only about 6 miles from Six Flags.
Wow.
So, you know, if you want to come out and see the museum and go spend a day at the park, hey, that'd work out just fine. But that's the next step, is we're going to move it into that climate controlled where, you know, because some of this stuff, if it gets too hot or if the humidity gets to it, it's gone, you know. So it's got to be climate controlled. And I've got a place that I'm talking to now, and they're trying to figure out how to configure some space for me. But that's the next step. So keep me in your prayers if that works out.
One of the things that our profession needs badly is a powerful association.
Yes.
That is a powerful association. That isn't anything but a powerful association for the betterment of the profession. And there's been a lot of them over the years. There's still a few of them around. But one of them started from the ground up with the right foundation built, that was built the right way without agenda or politics to protect those people coming in to a profession that has been so wonderful of all of us, and having your organization be the foundation for that with the experience of all the people that you know, the Richard Brooks of the world, the John Milton Foggs, the John Hammocks, your little crowd of Roberti and McCormick and Weisberg, just the pioneers that show us exactly how it was, how it is, and how it could be if we do it with integrity, would really, really be something that I would be interested in. And I know that the profession would be interested in, and I know company owners would be interested in supporting. So let's think about that one of these days and do a big call. But we'll be back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, sponsored by contactmapping.com/free. My little boy Adrian and I here talking to Ron Henley. I'm so proud of Ron Henley and so happy my son is here to hear this show, because understanding where this thing's come from is probably going to give us a chance to understand where it's going. And before we get to your big reveal, where do you think the profession's headed, Ron? Are you unbelievably excited about it right now?
I am. I think that we went through some changes, and there were some things that especially Larry pointed out. He called it the four generations of network marketing. And you can go find that at wealthbuilding.pro. And he lays it out beautifully. I'm not even going to try to copy the master because he's got it down. But we've gone through some things, and I really believe with the gig economy and everything else that's going on, I think the profession is in for its finest hour. I really do.
That's cool. Talk about, okay, so you got a secret that only one person knew, and let's hear it.
Well, the one person that knew was Larry.
Of course.
It's really funny because in the comments here, somebody posted that, Ron, you need to make a documentary. Well, Atlanta, Georgia has become the East Hollywood. Four blocks over from my house, they're filming a TV show.
Wow.
All around me. I mean, this is just everywhere. They're always filming all kinds of stuff. So there it is, Winnie Arnold. She's the one that said it. That was her. So what I have been doing for a while is writing a loose script of how this thing needs to play out, no people playing it. But you need a core story to build it around. And I finally found that core story, and I sent it over to Larry Thompson, and I said, read this and tell me what you think. And he was absolutely blown away. It was an article that somebody had written about Nutribio back in the 50s. And that could be the centerpiece that everything else can branch off of to tell this entire story. Flashbacks, flash forwards. So, three days ago, I met with some people who are into producing documentaries, and they're giving me some direction, and they're wanting me to do what they call a treatment for it. So, I'm getting serious about getting down and getting all this together. And hopefully, if we get this thing done right, we'll be looking for people to play, you know, Jim and Earl and all these guys on the big screen.
Isn't that
wow,
exciting?
That's so cool. Holy moly.
And you've got the foundation for it already built in there, so it will be an actual documentary and with actual facts about what's going on instead of a bunch of hype. That is so very exciting. What's the website to go join the big one?
Networkmarketinghistory.com.
Networkmarketinghistory.com.
Yep.
And there's a contact you button on there, so if they do have some memorabilia that they want to donate to you, good.
Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter so you'll get all the newest, latest updates, plus all of my contact information is at the bottom of the page.
How cool is that?
That's so exciting. And yeah, just to see all those stories and all those legends and, you know, how this all came to be come to life in that way is going to be really exciting. I can't wait for that.
Next week on the show, when you hear the story of Armand and his mom and how he got into network marketing as a young child too, just exactly like Ron Henley, I will tell you all with small children, the education that you give your kids, because every day with these kids too, was take your children to work day. There was a guy named Robert J. Sterner, and he owned a Rolls Royce when he was a little kid, and you paid $20 a month for this lunatic's tape of the day. And every morning I had the kids and I'd take them to school and they wanted to listen to Winnie the Pooh, and I'd throw in that CD, and all of a sudden, "Good morning, Tom Chenault!" at the top of his lungs. It was this guy named Robert J. Sterner, and he would pump these kids up and me up so much, but
he would personalize the tape and he would say your name over and over again.
Oh.
That was what was so, like, "Hello, Tom Chenault. Tom Chenault, you
very
are
very cool."
It was awesome. I love the guy. He made me what I am.
Yeah.
And it helped these kids. He'd have been just an alcoholic.
It is so cool.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give people a sneak peek at some of the stuff that I've got back here?
Yeah, yes. 1 minute, so fire it up fast.
Okay, well, we can get started. This is an original Neutralite bottle from the 1940s.
Cool.
Holy moly.
Wow.
And they also sold protein powder. So, you know, you got that.
From the 40s.
Yeah, and then from Neutralite came a Abunda Vita.
Wow.
That's the only bottle I've ever been able to find of Abunda Vita. After Abunda Vita came Nutribio.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Since we've only got a minute left, we'll leave it there, and I'll show a little bit more when we get back.
All right. This is very, very cool. And my wife, even, she's watching this, and she's not even commenting on my hair anymore because she loves it. So that's beautiful news. And I'll tell you what, all of you need to go to that website. Sign up for the newsletter. Ask around your town and see if there's, you know, somebody says my parents were in network marketing. Say, yeah, really? Do you like it? No, I hated it. Do your parents still have any of those tapes left? Yes. Send them to me because I want to send them down to Ron Henley, because I'm telling you what, we've got a profession to preserve, and this guy is the man to do it. He's got the pockets of the giant people in network marketing behind him to pull this off. I'm behind him 1,000%. He's never shown an agenda to me whatsoever. We can trust him. He is a friend of the show, Ron Henley. Next week, Armand's coming on here. It is going to blow your mind. I'm really excited. When you hear his story, it's going to blow your mind. Let's make network marketing great again. That's all we can say. We'll see you all next week.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.